Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Memches, and it is the second to last daf here in Masechta Shavuos. Memches, we are on Mem Zayin Mabez, as we've had this chus of discussing all the different types of Shavuos. As we know, as we've seen, the second half of Masechta Shavuos is a lot of the meat that, when they learn the Shavuos in the yeshivas, it's more of the second half, but really every daf has what to say and what to tell us, and we are towards the end here of our discussion as we see Avodah Zarah, Masechas Avodah Zarah on the horizon, as we will talk about that over the coming days as well. So let's start again with the beginning of the Braisa on beginning of, it's not a Braisa, it's Machlokas Amoraim, on Mem Zayin Amabes. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Shtei Kite Edim, about 8 lines up from the bottom, Mem Zayin Amabes. Itmar, Shtei Kite Edim, Amachisho Zuazu. 2 groups of Edim that are machish each other, right? Again, not mazim. Hazama, we know, is the Chiddush HaTorah, that we trust the second Edim over the first Edim, and we even punish the second Edim. What an amazing Chiddush HaTorah, why that should be true, but that is not here. That's Hazama. But Hachasha is what we're talking about here, and they're machish, and one person says this happened, and the other person says it didn't happen. Hachasha, so what's the halacha? That that's a stalemate. So, but what do we do with the edim? So Amar Avhuna, Zuba b'fnei atzma u'me'ida, v'zuba b'fnei atzma u'me'ida. Each of them could come and testify by themselves, even though in this case we know somebody's lying, but they're not Chuchsa Kafran, that's the Chiddush of the Tanakama, because, after all, they weren't Huzam, and therefore, we don't know who to trust, and we trust each one separately. Suba b'fnei atzma ume'ida. But Rashi points out, if one of them from each Kat would come, and a group of Edim would come, and one has come from each Kat, then we wouldn't trust them, because obviously one of them is lying. One of them was Huchash by two others, and therefore, we wouldn't trust the two of them coming together. That is the Shita of Rav Huna, and that is what we paskin. And before we continue, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Lamed Aleph, Shtei Kidedim Amachisho Zuazu, right? So then, they could be trusted Edus Acheres, Ein Kan Edus, if Sheba Eid Echon Mikadzu, Eid Echon Mikadzu, Vehidu Edus Acheres, Ein Kan Edus, Shari Bevadai, Echon Mehem Sheker. One of them has been already disproven by two other Edim. That is what Rashi says here. And what I mentioned very quickly yesterday, we'll get back into is the Chachmei Brisk that the Shach mentions on that, but let's first continue for a moment with the Machlokas. So that is the Shita of Rav Huna. Rav Chisda Amar no, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali. What do you mean? There's people lying here. Right? Even if it's the two people come and testify, each group, you're not going to trust them. Because, after all, one of them is lying, Lamaisa, and even though you don't know which one, you cannot trust them, and we discussed the discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly is the svar for that? Is it based on the Cheskas Mamon? Is it based on somebody's lying? Right? Maybe there could be a nafkamina between those two svaras. And the Chashuk Yechemet also mentioned that there were parallel types of cases in totally different areas of halacha. That if you have two looking at everything separately, then you might say one thing. Even though looking at it as on the whole, you might say something else. You mentioned one, I'll add in another one. You know, often the question in halacha is what question you ask. Not lamaisa, reality, what's the truth? But sometimes you have the right to ask a specific question. The case that was quoted, Shnei Shvilin, right? You have two paths and two different people. Each of them went down one of the paths. And one of them is Tamei and one of them is Tahar, the paths. And they each come and ask, am I Tamei or am I Tahar? So if they come separately, you're allowed to say, well, Safik Toma Brushus Harabim Sveiko Tahar. And therefore you're Tahar and have a nice day. Even though, if you look at both of them, so it's a Tarti Desasri. You know, one of them is Tamei, but halachically you could ask the separate question. Is this one? And that's all, yeah, and that's halachically what you're allowed to do. Then another example, Yaradeya. Right, you have Yavish B'Yavish, you have one non-kosher food item that gets mixed up with 100 food items, so it's Batal Barov. So the question is, ask the Rishonim in Yoredeya, and it's a whole Machlokas, Machaba, Ramah, others, am I allowed to eat? So what do I do? It's Batal. So am I allowed to eat all of them? Each one of them, can I say, oh, this one is from the Rove, and this one is Tar. Do I have to ultimately leave one over? Because there's one here that's not kosher. It was Batel. Right? Do I have to leave one over? Does it matter if I'm eating them all together or I'm eating them separately? Does it matter if one person is eating all of them or different people are eating different ones? So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim. And again, the question is, what's the issue? How do you formulate your suffek? And do you have to look at the big picture, or could you look at each specific case that is occurring? So again, this also goes on that list, the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. So that is line number one. We'll get back to that. But we continue. Shnei malvin v'shnei lavin v'shnei shtaris. If you have two shtaris that Reuven lent Shimon money, right? Reuven lent Shimon shtar one, Reuven lent Shimon shtar two. So hayna pluktaya, that's good for this machlokas, right? That's the whether you would trust that they are this other shtar can work, right? Rashi says, "Beis lavin, beis lavin, beis shtaris. Ve'echa mi beis kitos halalu chasuma alze, va'beis chasuma alze." Right, the case that they're arguing about, the third, the other shtar, you have one from each one, so that would be a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Third case, malve velove vishne shtaris. One malve and love, but you have two shtaris between each of them. Yad bala shtar la tachtona. So then, you know there is a loan here, but you don't know how much to collect, right? Rashi explains again. Sheyesh lo la'adam echad shnei shtaris al shtei halvos al chaveiro. V'echad meyem chasuma al zeh v'echad al zeh. So you don't know who to trust. So yad bala shtar la tachtona, right? This is bein l'Rav Huna, bein l'Rav Chisda. Right, you say the lesser one, yishba b'matayim mana, and therefore he could collect the lower amount. Right, Rashi, third to last skin, medium line, the misveika lo mafkina mamona mine, avo mimanav shacha katan gove, the yishba chlal masayim mana. That's the case of one malve, one love, and two shtaris. Next case, shnei malvin velove echad, two different malves, one love, vishnei shtaros, so hainu mastisa, and that's the case of the Mishnah, where, you know, we have the machlokas of the Tanakam and Benanas, and they both could say, well, it's mine, and I want to collect, and they're nishba vinotel. Right, that was the machlokas. Tanakam says that, and Benanas argues. Beis lovin umalve echad vishnei shtaros, my, what about the opposite? Two loves and only one malve. Vishnei shtaros. So Teku, the Gemara does not answer that. Rashi quotes that the only question is only according to Rav Huna. According to Rav Chisda, they're vadei pasul, but according to Rav Huna, we don't have an answer. Okay, all the different permutations related to this case of two edim, and then they go out to testify together, one from each group. What would be the halacha? So says the Gemara, Masav Rav Huna bar Yehuda. Rav Huna bar Yehuda asked the following question from the following brisa. Echad Omer, what's the context here? Kiddush Achodesh. And the Edom are testifying where the moon was and how much above the horizon they saw the moon and where was this, says the Gemara. Echad Omer Gavua Beis Mardos. One says, how high was it? How do you measure height? So in those days, they measured height with the kalim that went onto the back of a chamor. So two Mardos high. That's how high it was. Echad Omer Shalosh. It was three high. A Dusan Kayemis. That's okay because we don't assume they were lying. They were just, and they're off. They're off by one, but that's okay. But Echad Omer, Gimel Echad Omer, hey, Edusim Betela. But one says three, one says five, then we don't trust them because they contradict each other, right? And it's too much of a break in between. But Umitztarif and Leidus Acheres. But they would be good enough to be able to be Umitztarif for a different Edus if you take each one of them. So what type of Edus are we talking about? So my love, La Edus Mamon. Doesn't this mean they could testify in a monetary case together, and therefore it would be a riot to Rav Huna, Kasha, and Rav Chisda? Right, Rav Chisda says, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali, you can't trust them. Rav Huna said, you trust them. So, my love, La Edus Mamon, and you could trust them in another context? Answer, no. Mamon is, they wouldn't be trusted. Amar Rava, how would they be trusted? Again, each line here is full, but let's just finish the line. Amar Rava, hu va'acher mitztarfin la'idus acheres shel Rosh Chodesh. What's the case? Reuven and Shimon are testifying. Reuven says it was three above. Shimon says it was five above. Then Reuven goes and finds someone else who also saw it as three above. And he comes back to Bezdin in this specific case and says, no, now I have another person who saw it like me. That's the case that he's believed, because it's Eidus Acheres on this Rosh Chodesh, Dahavilu, Trei, V'chad, then it'll be two against one. Ve'ein Dvarav Shalachar, Makam Shnaim. That's the case where someone else he would be believed, not in a case, separate case of Dini Mamanis, but in this case. So what's the Lashon then of Eidus Acheres? if we're talking about this specific case. It says that they would mitztarfin, they would be believed la'edus acheres. So that's the discussion in the Rishonim. How do you fit into the words? The Rimigash says, what does it mean la'edus acheres? V'hai dekari la. We have to enjoy the Rimigash now. Only have a couple more days left to his commentary. Vahari Avodah Zarah has their own unique commentaries too. Vahai dekari la la'edus acheres mishum desavar dehuksha eduso v'na'asa edus betela. The first edus, when it was one against one, that's finished. That's removed. V'kivan sheba achshav eid echad v'nitz tarefi mo v'nitz kaima eduso la'achar shenitz batla na'asas ke'edus chadasha. It's ke'ilu, it's a new edus. You might say this is a hemshech, and therefore you have to look at the fact that first he was contradicted, and now he has somebody new. No, edus acheres. That's why it's called edus acheres, because it is ke'ilu, the first one was totally misbatel. That's the language of the Rimigash. The Ritva has a little different language. Kamash malan daha edus acheres mikri. V'igloi milsa lamafreya dahai omar kushta. V'kosher le'eduzu ulechal edu yeshiba olam. Right, it's a totally different edus. You don't care that he was contradicted one against one earlier. No, this is totally new. V'idach tavichad b'makam shtayim pasul af l'chol edus alma. Right, they don't say l'mafreya that you look at something from before. Right now, it's a totally new edus that he's trusted, and the other one is considered rejected two against one. Okay, a couple of points to make. First, let's get back to the Chachmei Brisk. So again, what does Rav Huna say? We pass him like Rav Huna. Two against two, so one from each of those groups could go testify in another case. What if you had, why, because they're each, but Rav Chisda said that's not true, because each one was knocked out by two others. Right, that was the machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. What about, the Chachmei Brisk had a case, what if it was one against one? Not two against two, but if it was one against one. That's the question that the Shach here deals with in the beginning of Simon Samach Aleph. V'tzorech l'ayin, eichadin b'shnei edim, shemachishim zezeh, de gamkein chad minayim eshaker, inomar gamkein de psul le'edus echas b'yachad olo. Right, if you have two and two, so one of them each goes and testifies, according to Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda says no. But what if it's one against one? Is that worse? That, or better, on the one hand, they don't have one with them, but on the other hand, they don't have two against them. Right? So, is that better or worse? V'tzorech la'ayim. You know, the gamkin, the psulim, la'idus, achas biyachad, olo. Halo besimin, loshon hatla betur, ubechala poskim, kasvu shnei edim amachishin zeze, echadin lo osa edus. Ava la'idus acheres, mizolo eskiru. Rak bebez kita edim, kasvu dina la'idus acheres. Mashma de b'shnei edim amachishim zeze, lo psulim la'idus acheres. They would be able to testify. Kivan shekol echad, eno muchash mishnayim, v'tzorech iyun. Ad kan loshon chacham echad. The Omar Shadovar said Noflo Bamachlokas Godo Bekal Kadosh Brisk. Right? The if you look in a lot of the Achronim that talk about this case, it's Membeis. Maisa Brisk. I don't know what the abbreviation is. But Maisa Shirasham Kain, Venechluku Halomdim Ma'od Bidavar, Vihinichu Bitsarachin, says the Shach 400 years ago. Right? And the Lomdim were argued about this. They left the Bitsarachin. And Valinire, he quotes a Ron from Sechas Ksubis, the Shnei Edim Nami Psulim Leidus Acheres. He thinks it would still be a problem. Why? Because it talks about there, one age says Niskarsha, one age says Lonishkarsha. He brings a Raya. That's the discussion of the Shach. The Gvil Nagon, though, right here, and the Ksos wonders, isn't our Gemara a Raya? Right? Isn't our Gemara? He says, Ayin Shach, the Eini Yodea Sveikam, says the Gra. And what the Shach Safik is, Ha Gemara Arucha Sham Masiv Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Adkan. Got to figure out what the Gra means. That's all he says, right? So that's the Gra that we just read, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. What's our case? This is one against one, right? Our case of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's one against one, and the Gemara tries to say, "Oh, wouldn't they be mistari for another edus?" The Gemara rejects that. Says, "No, they're not mistari for another edus." But isn't this the Mefurish Gemara that's talking about that issue, right? Asks the Gra. So the stifler, the Kehilas Yaakov here discusses, tries to answer a little bit, but along the way he gives the svara. Gives the svara. What's the nekudas machlokas here? What are the studim of the suffik? He says, "Ulachora machakasav hatam tibechan kineged chad shiny lefisheina muchash ela may eight echa tamua." What's the tzad to say that they can't testify because it's only each of them weren't contradicted by two others? But one second, tamua. To keep in the chishu zeze, hari anan sahadi she'echad mehem mishaker. Ubaru lanu she'echad mehem nifsal. V'lo machmas eidu she'kineg do banu l'poslo, ela machmas she'einenu ro she'echad mehem hei checker. Okay, you're right, technically there aren't two to knock him out. But we see that one of them's lying. Doesn't that have any strength to it? Anan sahadi? One against one of them is lying. So doesn't that knock them out? So he says, there's a difference between pasul and chashud. Right? When we have questions, that is one thing. That doesn't pasul them. So that's the two stadim of the sati. Aval sveiko shel chesbeis, chachme brisk, zal, yish lazmer boven acher. Right? This is the question. This is the root of the suffix. The eidechad sheheid sheker b'mamon o b'shar davar hatzarech sheyedim lo nifsal l'fish lo niskabla eiduso lo dun al piv v'kol ki agavna shein bezem aminim oso lo ka'aver menatara lo sane. It could be, as we've said in other contexts, his weakness is his strength, or his strength is his weakness. The fact that Bezdin wouldn't accept me if I'm just one aid means that I'm not really saying much, and therefore if I'm contradicted, so it's not really called a contradiction, because I couldn't have accomplished much anyway. We discussed yesterday already, what is one aid? Is it really a chiyah mamon? Is it really a chiyah shrua? But this also relates to that. And that's what he says is the issue. Then he gets into how to understand the shach, and not bringing it right from our Gemara to answer the Gra, that's where he discusses the difference between a case of chshad and a case of psul. And even if we're choshed, that's not what the shach is talking about. The shach is asking, is there a psul? So, again, that's a discussion here in the shach and the Gra and the stifler. Good. One other point. Rabbi Kiva Eger right here discusses, this is Rava. Rava says, Rava just gave the answer, that Huva Acher, Mitzarfin, they could be Mitzarif in this case, but they wouldn't be believed in other cases. So, ask Rabbi Kiva Eger right here, Chashali, Rava L'shitase, Rava in Mesechta Sanhedrin says that if you do an Avera L'shamayim, you are Kasher L'ha'id Eidus, because we don't assume that you would make that jump. Im Kein L'Eidus Mamon Mitzarfin, Tabedusin Shalalavana, Yerak Rala Shamayim. V'ayin. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashas here. I don't understand. Rava holds that if you're Ra L'shamayim, that's not considered Ra. We don't assume that you're going to lie when it comes to Bid Adam Chavero. So here, isn't Kiddush HaChodesh purely Ra L'shamayim? Not Ra L'Brios. And therefore, why does Rava give us the impression that he would say that you're not trusted L'gabe Dini Maminus? So if you look in our Sameach, the Sameach, Rameir Simcha here does not quote Rabbi Kiva Eger. But he says the same question. He says obvious question. He says, "Lurava l'taimei kasha v'al karchin." It must be a case where there is a reason to lie, not just for lashamayim. Maybe he was lying because he wanted the special sudas that were given to the Aden that came to give Kiddush HaChodesh, like we learned in the Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah. The pasul Rava gam kein v'zeh barur. Okay, so barur of Kiva Eger didn't give that kasha, but they got to give that answer. But that's the question of Kiva Eger and the answer. And one final point, and then we'll continue with the rest of the amud. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, we know, is a defining mitzvah. It's the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael. HaChodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim parshas bo. And the first Rashi in Chumash discusses why didn't the Torah start with Kiddush HaChodesh. Important points discussion. Major Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam holds you need Sanhedrin HaGadol. Others say maybe not. Machlokas, Rambam, Ramban. But there is one line that we like to point out in the Rambam that the Eim Abanim Smecha points out. And that is, if you look in the Mitzvah Kufnun Gimel in the Rambam discusses that all Bate Dinim are really, for Kiddush HaChodesh, are really Shlichim for the Bezen HaGadol in Yerushalayim. Right? That's what you need. He says the fact that we're in Chutz Laaretz today, or don't have the Bezen HaGadol, they are all Shlichim. Let me just find the line. V'amam nachshov hayom kedei sheneida hayom shekavu hayim ratzol lomar b'nei eretz Yisrael bo rosh chodesh ki b'malach hazos pa'atzma monin v'koven hayom lo b'ri'iya v'akfi asam nismoch lo al cheshboneinu. It all goes back to the original Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael that set the calendar. Va'ani Yosef l'chabir. And let me add something, says the Rambam. Ilu efshar derech mashal, shebnei Eretz Yisrael ye'adru me'Eretz Yisrael. If the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, says the Rambam, would disappear from Eretz Yisrael, chalila lakel ma'at me'asosos, ki hu ifti actually imacho usami ho'uma mikol v'chol, chas v'shalom that this should ever happen. V'lo yisham bezdin, v'lo yisham b'chutz la'aretz bezdin, sh'nismach ba'aretz. And there wouldn't be any bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, or a bezdin in chutz la'aretz that was nismach in Eretz Yisrael, hinei cheshboneinu ze lo yo ilenu az klum b'shum panim. Our calendar would fall apart. Says the Rambam. Lefi she'ein lana rishus she'nechshav v'chutz la'aretz v'na'aber shana v'nikvah chadashim ela b'tzraim ha'nizkarim. Ki mitzion teisei Torah u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It all is tully on the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Right, this is one of those halachas, probably about eight or so, of mitzvos that have nothing to do with the land. It's not Shuma or Meiser or any of those, but it's all connected to Eretz Yisrael. Smicha Zakenim, this is one of them. Parham Davar Shal Tzibur. What do you consider the Tzibur? Rove Eretz Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael doing Aver B'Shogeg. Right? There are a couple of others that are not connected to the land, but are only connected to Eretz Yisrael. This is one of them. But either way, the Rambam says, it's all the Jews in Chutz La'aretz are just shlichim and extensions of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael who are the root and the reason for the whole calendar keeping together. But the line that I read that could have been skipped over. Rather, the Rambam says, imagine if there were no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, the whole thing would fall apart. But the Rambam says, imagine if there are no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, chalila lakel me'asosos ki hu if tiechshle imachosos ha'uma mikol v'chol. He throws that in. Chas v'shalom should ever happen. Hashem said it's never going to happen. So the Emabadim Smecha points out, the Rambam's writing a halachic sefer. He's writing the sefer ha-mitzvos. But the Rambam can't not say that. It just like comes out. He cannot put that in. Emabadim Smecha, pesh kuf nun beis kuf nun gimel. He says, Vatam, why does Rambam have that extra line in? Echu sover, v'choshev ze, Vatam ulo daiti ki Eretz Yisrael, hu leiv ha'uma. Umemela k'shelo yeh Yisrael be'Eretz Yisrael, havi kenital ha'leiv u'batla kalachiyus. Once you take the heart out, so then the whole organism is not alive. V'yata, and now, acharei sh'Rabbeinu Rambam magdil kol kach es inyan yishev Eretz Yisrael, ad she'oseyu l'neshama shel ha'uma Yisraelis, u'kamo she'kasav, shem chas v'shalom yedu m'nei yisham v'nei yisrael, v'kenimcha mikol v'chol, eich yesh litzayer klal b'dasa adam bar seichel. How could anybody in their right mind say, shel ha'dayto ein chiyev ezman hazeh la'asok b'z'yashvah sa'aretz, v'lo'od elosh yesh bo'od iser b'davar. How could anybody say that? I'm learning all there's a mitzvah. This is what he says. Plus the other 25 halachas in the Mishnah Torah, where it's clear that against the Megillas Esther, who suggests that the reason the Rambam doesn't quote it is because it's not a mitzvah bizman hazeh. It's clear from 20 other Rambams that there is a mitzvah bizman hazeh, and therefore saying chalila, he says he could have left that line out, but he says that because of his emotional connection and need to say that. Unishayer nab anafshenu hecha Rambam achaz toseyar. He started shaking when he wrote this line. The anachnu lo nizdazei a klau v'lo ichbas long klau l'miyu yisrael b'eretz yisrael lo hefek. And we, us, you know, it doesn't matter so much. He said, we have to shake and we have to realize what the center is and what the heart of the Am is. And it continues here as the whole Sefer is gives us chizik in this area. Okay, let's continue. Says the, again, there's a lot more in the midst of Kiddush HaChodesh, but we'll continue and then we'll see later if there's any time left. Says the Tugumara two dots. Amar lachen v'nitein li b'dinar peiros. Remember the case in the Mishnah. Somebody says to the chen v'nitein kaipi, they have some fruit, I paid you, and he says you didn't pay me yet. So if he already gave it, then the Baal HaBayis swears that he already paid and he's pater, if he already got the fruit. Tosfos here, this Tosfos belongs on the Mishnah, but it's printed here, so we'll mention it here. Tosfos asks in the top Tosfos, he's going to swear that he already paid the money? He's kofer bakol. Isn't that a Shuas Hesus? Shuas Hesus didn't exist in the times of the Mishnah. We mentioned that. According to Rav Rishonim, it was Bizvan Rav Nachman. So what's the Mishnah talking about? Teima, the Shuas Hesus lo niskana ela bimei Rav Nachman. Kidemuchach le'el. V'amai nishba. What kind of Shvuah is going on here in the Mishnah? So Tosfos has 2 days. First Tosfos says, V'yishlomai d'mayri kagon shalonasan lo ata klum. V'yomar kfar nesativ l'cha kodim shenasata li appears to be kodim. He's not saying I gave the money now. He's saying I gave the money yesterday. and now you gave me fruit. So the Marshaya here explains, it's a taina gerua. Come on, you paid, he accepted money 3 days ago and you paid without getting any fruit. And now you're saying you gave it. That's very improbable. So if there's a taina gerua, it wasn't a takana kavua of Shuas Hesis in the times of the Mishnah. But if somebody had a really bad claim, we might make them swear. But it's not dafka. It wasn't just a taina kavua. Number one. And then number two, Tosfos says, maybe he comes up with a yukimta that it's also a case of nishba benotel. It's not hesis. For own mefarsha benutam, to my beresha, shemadan achenvani, peros, lakelev shabalabayas, for the brishus chenvani. Right? It's really in the brishus of the chenvani. The balabayas didn't take it yet. So he's gonna swear and take it. It's still in the basket. It's still in the shopping cart. Right? That's in between. Right? So therefore, he comes up with a yukimta of nishba benotel, not nishba beniftar. So again, two important days of Tosfos. But that first day is saying, that once in a while, Beis Din would still make a person take a nishma of a niftar, but it wasn't in the takana of Rav Nachman of Shavuos Hesis. It was just Beis Din could enforce a shvua if they felt the need. Good. Tanya, Amar Rav Yehuda, Emasai, when does the customer have to swear? Again, if he said, I took fruit and I didn't pay and I paid already. Bizman shapeiros sevurin umunachin v'shnein orin alehen. If the fruit are in a gathered and a bag and they're munach and they're both arguing about them. Aval hif shilon bikupas olachorav. But if he already put it into his knapsack and is already on his back and now the machlokas breaks out, hamotzei mechaver olav araya. So then he doesn't have to swear. The chenvani should have said something before he took it. Right, and if he took it already, so then there is no shvua that is required. Good. Hamotzei mechaver olav araya. So let me ask: could he take those fruit and get married with them now? Right now that it's in his backpack, so that relates to the how do you look at muchsakus? How do you look at Hamotzei mechaver olav araya? Right. The question the Achronim asked, Rabbi Chanan has this in Koves Haaretz Simon Ayin Aleph. We haven't looked at this in a while, so let's just review the makar Ayin Aleph Beis. Says Rabbi Chanan. How do you look at a Motzei Mechaver Olav Araya? Imhu din vadai o eino ela safek. Right? How do I look? Again, the basis of this is in the Rishonim already. But he explicates it. Right? When I say that you could keep it because I can't prove it, does that mean it's vadai mine, a birur? Or does that mean we're not sure what to do, so you could keep it unless we know otherwise? Right? It's not midin vadai, it's midin safek. It's a nihug, as we would call it. Tekiva delo yadin and shomihu ain't koch lebezin laso shum maisa baze. Umemela nishar eitzel amuchzak. De ain anu yechon lahotzi menu. You can't. Umemela, what happens? Big nafkamin is tfisa. Right? If somebody grabs it, ultimately, and he gets it. So now does he keep it? Vim king, gambashashu eitzel arishon inu ela safik shalom, velo vade shalom. Vim kidesh isha bamamonze, inu ela safik mikudeshes. O dilma, no. Hamotz mecha vel araya means it's a din vadai. Not a din safik. Ukamod to be isurin as lina basar chazaka avi din vade velo safik. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, soklin ala chazakos. Right, I don't think he quotes that, but that's, yeah. V'hakanami, v'mamon as lina basar chazakos mamon. V'u din vadai. V'im kidish ish mamon zeve vade kiddushin. V'itav as lo mafkinan. And again, there are different nafkaminas that he quotes. Then he gets into different types of edim. Good. Do you say bittel? Weiter. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Amar l'shulchani tainli v'chulu. So we have this case of the Balabayas is in a tough situation, right? He told the chenvani to give fruit to his workers as payment. The workers say they never got it. He says he gave it already, so he has to pay both of them according to the Tanakam. V'tzricha, amal ha-shochani tainli, v'chulu. So the Gemara says you need both of the, that was the earlier case. This case is the later one, right? If you look in the middle of Mem Heyam and Aleph, just to review what the two cases are, and that's why the Gemara is going to say, what do you need both cases for? If you look, he says to the chedvani, give me bedinar peros, and he says, and he gave him, and he says, give me the dinar, and he says, I gave it to you already. V'nasata ban poli, the balabai swears, and also lost a dinar. Then he says, give me the fruit. Amar lo nasatam lecha, volachtam lebeischa, right, yisav ha-chedvani. And then he says to the shulchani, parallel cases, right, give me the change, right, of the money. And he gives it to him, and he says, okay, now give me the dinar. I gave you the dinar already. Right, the same thing when it comes to produce and when it comes to getting change from the shulchani. Those are the two cases that we're focusing on now. And Rabbi Yehuda, in both cases, argued, and he says it's not the derech for the Shulchani to give it earlier, and therefore he has the upper hand. So Vitzricha now says the Gemara, what do you need both of those cases for? If you only had the first case of the produce, Bahach Ka'ami Rabbanon, there the Rabbanon say that the Baal HaBayis has to swear, Mishum de Peri Avidi de Mirkevi, because fruits rot over time, the Chenvoni would want to get rid of the fruit as soon as possible. V'kivah de mirkavi lo mashilei. So you could assume that he gave the fruit as soon as possible. He doesn't want them to, he'd rather sell them as soon as he can. And that's the case, that we would say he would have thrown them as soon as he can into the kalim of the buyer even before he got the dinar. But aval mo'os delo mirkavi, but money delo mirkavi, that doesn't go bad. Eim mo'os delo Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he would agree, the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Yehuda. He wouldn't have given the money before getting the dinar. V'i et marbahan, if you only had the second case, v'akam Rabbi Yehuda, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says his din, because there, the shulchani wouldn't, if I go into the store and get change, they're not going to give me the change before I give them the dollar. Right? So v'akam, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that he, it's not the derech for him to do this. Aval bahach, eimam odilul rabbanon, tzricha. That's where you need both cases. Period. Okay, we're up to the next section of the Mishnah. It's totally a new section, and those are the cases where there is a reason Chazal instituted certain shvuos of nishba v'notel. Kishem she'amar ha'pogemes k'subasa v'chein v'chul v'chein ha'yisomim lo li'yifru. Right, case of pogemes k'subasa, she says, I got a portion of my k'suba already. She has to swear for the rest, and also yisomim. Yisomim cannot collect except with a shvua. So we had these few lines already yesterday. Miman, who are these yisomim collecting from that they have to swear? So ilema, Milove, are they collecting from the Love? The Yisomim, the Malve died, and now the Yisomim are collecting from the Love. Avon Shalka Beloshua of Inu Beshvua. Understand, their father could have collected from the Love without a Shvua, now it's harder on them. We always make it better for the Yisomim. We don't make it worse or harder for the Yisomim. We protect the Yisomim. So why would the Yisomim have to take a Shvua here? So Hachi Kamar. Right, that's what we said yesterday. And again, Rav Shmuel Damit Shavayu Lo Shanu Elisha Mace Malve Bechayelove. When do we say this, that they could collect with only Yisomim Mina Yisomim? They collect, they need a Shvua. That's only if the Malve died first. The Malve, the lender, died first. So that's where we say they could collect with a shvua. Aval meis love bechaye malve. But if the love died first, and therefore the malve, if the malve would want to collect right now, he would have to swear. Because that's another takana. If you collect from Yisomim, you have to swear. So the malve has a chiyuv shvua, and he's going to swear, I never got paid. Kfar nischayev malve leblei love shvua. Vein adam morish shvua lebanav. A person cannot be morish that shvua, because what are the children going to say? They can't say the exact same shvua. They'll say, our father never told us that he got paid. Could they say he never got paid vadai? No. And therefore, because it's not the same shvua, as we said yesterday, a person cannot be morish morish money that you can only get with a shvua to his children, and therefore stuck. Right? That's the shita of Rav and Shmuel, as we said yesterday. Then we have the safek and the achronim and the rishonim and the rush. What if it's the same shvua? If it was yisomim to yisomim? That's what we had said. Shalchuak lekamed Rebbe Lazar shvuazu mativa. They sent this discussion of Rav and Shmuel to Rebbe Lazar, and he asked shvuazu mativa. What's this? Right? What is the tiva of the shvua? What does that mean? Rashi mativa lahafkia mamonam im yein yicholon lishava usa shvua mamish yishbu shvuas yarshim kon shvua shlopakadnu abba venotlin. As we learned, Reb Lazar says, what do you mean? What is it? This is a shvua that you're stuck? No, they could be nishba v'notel. Shalach lehu, yarshim nishba, and shvuas yarshim, he sent to them, yarshim nishba, and shvuas yarshim v'notelin. Right, and then he argues, and they can't swear and take it in that case. Shalchu abimei Rebbe Ami, Omar kule ha'avi shalchile v'azli, yeshkechina bataima milo shalchina lehu. They said to Rabbi Ami, what do you think in this case? He says, you've sent this to me 1,000 times. If I have an answer, if I have any information, you know, I'll let you know about this Shaila. So, Ella Amar Rabbi Ami, Holvasaliya, the name of Amilsa. But you know what? Once you send it to me, let me send you back a Dvar Torah, right, related to this. If you already send me a letter, and, you know, you're asking me something, I'll say the following. Omad, we said, according to Rav and Shmuel, if the Malve is already Chayev of the Shvua to the Yarshe Love, that can't be Yarshint. So we would have thought that means the second that the Love dies. Says Rabbi Ami, no. Amad bedin v'meis kfarnes chayev malve libnei Love shvua ve'ina demore shvua labanav. Right, if there was Amadas Hadin, if Bezin already told him that he has to make a Shvua, so that's where it already has the status of a Shvua, and a person can't be Morish that to his children. But Lo Amad Bedin, if he never brought him to court, he never had the court case, so that it doesn't have the status of a Shvua yet. Vameis, Yarshin Nishbain, Shvuas, Yarshin Vinotzlin. That's the Chiddush of Rebbe Ami. Asks the Gemara, what do you need Amadas Hadin for? This is a regular case of Dini Mamanis. Right, Maskev Lo Rav Nachman. Atu Beidina Kamachayvi Leishvua. Is it Bezdin that's creating this? Meidna Deshachiv Love Ichayv Leimal VeLebnei Love Shvua. Why should it make a difference? Right, when did we last have this discussion? Right, when are Chiyuvim? When do Chiyuvim flow from the act? When do you need a Bezdin? Right, Mamun versus Knas. Mamunis flows from the act. I lent you money. So you owe me money not because of Bezdin. You're going to say this, so what would Rabbi Ami say? The Shvuah is different, but the Shvuah Lechor is connected to the money, right? Any type of Chiyuv Bezdin, Malkus and Misa, any of those, that's all, that needs Bezdin. But here, ask the Gemara, it flows from the money. So Ella Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman argues, Isa L'Drav Shmuel, Isa, Ilesa, Lesa. If you're the Rav and Shmuel, you don't need Bezdin. If you don't know the Rav and Shmuel, then even with Bezdin, doesn't make a difference. They'd be able to take a Shvua. So Rav Nachman says, I don't agree with Rav Ami's Chilik. Says the Gemara, Alma Misafgale. Did Rav Nachman really have a Safek? He says, if you hold the Rav and Shmuel, fine. If not, not. But you can't make this Chilik within them. Is that saying that he's not sure who to hold like? Is that the impression we should get? V'yam Rav Yosef Bar Ben Yomi, Ovid Rav Nachman Uvda Yachloku. Right? He said Yachloku. Right? He didn't told. He didn't have a suffix about it. So Gemara says, L'dvar of Derby Meir, Kamar V'leilo Sfirale. You're right, he holds Yachloku, but he was just talking about within Rebbe Meir. Period. Okay, so we had this Machlokas that we had yesterday, Rav and Shmuel, and Rebbe Lazar, about Morish, the case, Lubanov. Viter. Masiv, Rav Oshia. Now we're going to ask a couple of questions from various different Mishnayas. Mazar Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia has the following question. By the way, Rashi points out, what's the case of Yachloku? Rashi says, that's not our case here, about the Yarshim, what's Yachloku? So the Yachloku that he was referring to there by is a parallel case to Rav and Shmuel. Gabi Shneim Chashudim, where they're both Chashud, Didam Yelohashi Nechem Meim Yachol Yishava, similar to the case where neither of them could swear, Alma Lesa Laha, the Rav and Shmuel. Right? It's not Rav and Shmuel's case, but it's the parallel, and that's what Rashi says. You see from that, Rabbi Nachman, that he doesn't hold like Rav and Shmuel. Okay. Vayter, Mazar Rav Oshia, Mesa, what happened, what's the case here? An almana that did not collect her ksuba, Mesa, Yersheha, Maskirin, Es, Ksubasa, at Esra V'chamishanim. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Ksubas that a woman has 25 years to collect her ksuba. 25 years. If she doesn't say a word within the 25 years, she loses. What about her Yarshim? So her Yarshim continue that. Let's say the woman died 12 years, so the woman has another 13 years to collect her ksuba. And after 25 years, so then they don't collect. But clearly, her yarshim are collecting the ksuba from yarshim, right? The ksuba, right? Isn't this a case, right? So it says the yarshim could collect the ksuba. But if they could collect the ksuba, right, who died first here? Right, the husband died first. Right, so isn't this exactly the case? The husband owes it. It's like the Loved dying first, Kashan Rav and Shmuel. Right, because you see here that it is collectible. The end of that Rashi. Ktani Mios Yorshin Goving Subasa. The Yal Karchin Bishwas Yorshin Yigvua Mina Yusomim. I've got the Mislov, the Chayim Alva. Right, so isn't this a Raya against Rav and Shmuel? Answer. Hakamayaskinan Shenishba'a Vamesa. No, she already had sworn before she died. She already swore that she didn't collect it. Okay, ukimta. Tashma, nasa, rishona, vamesa. Nasa, shnia, vames. Again, Rashi quotes the first half of this Mishnah in Ksubas. A man says to a woman, I'm promising, I hereby accept that I will never argue with you about your Ksuba. You say you didn't get it? Okay, you didn't get it. I'm not going to have any arguments with you. So, nasa, rishona, vamesa. Nasa, shnia, vames, who? If he marries a woman and then she, I'm sorry, I skipped. This is the previous case, right? That's the next case. I jumped ahead. Nasa Rishon Vamesu. A man marries a woman and then she dies. Nasa Shnia Vamesu. And then he dies. Shnia V'yarsheha Kodmin L'yarshe Rishona. So again, who's going to collect the ksuba? The children of which marriage? The second one's yarshim could collect from the first one's yarshim. Again, you see yarshim collecting from yarshim, and you're able to collect. Kashan Rav and Shmuel, hachanami shnishvah v'mesa. Again, it's a case where the shvua was taken before the collection. The Ritva here quotes the tshuva of the Rif, which we don't have. Tshuva of the Rif, is it possible? Well, the Rif says it is possible. The Rif says, could a woman take a shvua that she didn't collect the ksuba even before being toveya the ksuba? So it sounds like from here that she wasn't toveya the ksuba. Yes, she just wanted to protect her children and be able to allow them to collect. That's possible. It says, Mekan don Ravenu afasizal, b'tshuva, sheyichola almana lishav al ksubasa mibelisha titva ksuba, kidei shelo tafsid mizonoseh, b'tvias ksubasa. She doesn't want to lose. Remember, the case is, if she's toveya the ksuba, she loses mizonos. If she doesn't nishba, then her children lose. So it seems like from here, from the tshuva of the Rif, that the woman can make a shvua even without being toveya the ksuba, so she doesn't lose bezonos. V'shalo yafsidu yorsheha im tamus below shvua. And he says, and that's what my Rebbe, the Ra'ah, actually did halacha l'maisa. Right? He allowed a woman to take a shvua without being toveya the ksuba in order just to protect her children from being able to collect it. The ksos here, Simin Yud Beis, the ksos discusses, again, a big topic which we don't have time to go into now, Mechila. Does Mechila need a kinyan? Does Mechila need dibur? If I'm mochel, can I be mochel belev? So this is one of the ksos, sugyas that relate to that. The ksos in Simen Yud Beis quotes from the Maharshal, from the Yamshel Shlomo. Dim amar shebelibo haya lamochlo v'yachshav rotzeh lisnakemi menu le'eza siba v'tova lo mahani tfiyaso. Mechila belev, havi mechila. That's the Deya of the Marshal. You can be mochel belev. What's the raya? Our case, dim lokein, heich machla ksubasa, mitlo tova, chaf heishanim. After 25 years, she's not tovas. What do you mean? She wasn't mochel. She didn't say anything. Oh, mechila belev. And the ksos argues on that. Ubeina yipala adavar. Dolomatina b'shum makom. De machshava moil. Afilo hefker v'heknish v'neder. They all need dibur. Except maybe kodshim. What do you know that from? Shvuas Chavav. We have that. Kol Nadiv Lev. Maybe by Kodshim, maybe by Truma. But he says, Mechila, I don't think needs that. And he brings a Raya back and forth. He says, why does it work here by Ksuba? Because it's Dover Shebelibo Belev Kol Adam. It's so obvious. If a woman doesn't say anything for 25 years, that's obvious, he thinks. That's not just a Dvarm Shebelev. And that's why it would work. But otherwise, Mechila would not work Belev. Again, that gets to the heart of what Mechila is. Is Mechila a Siluk? Is Mechila a Kenyan, something that we discussed in the past, and the Tosfos in the first Parak of Sanhedrin, and the Machaneh Ephraim there, and the Gilas Yaakov there, discusses that. Good, three lines to the bottom. Now we get to the case that I overstepped before. Tashma, the case where a man says, the case in the 8th Parak in Ksubis, in Parak HaKosev, I make a nether and a shvua that I'm never going to tie to anything against you. Fine. Then he can't. But now we pick up in the middle. Aval Yarshav Mashbianosa. Ves Yarsheha Vesaban Bershusa. But his Yarshim could force a Shvua on her Yarshim. Because the only deal was him, not his Yarshim. So again, you see Yarshim versus Yarshim, and they could collect. Amarav Shmaya Litzdadin Ktani. Split it. Osa Ba'almana V'Yarsheha Bigrusha. The case of collection of her Yarshim is when she was divorced, not when she was an Almana, and therefore it's not Yarshim against Yarshim. Fine. In some cases, the ben has even stronger leverage than the av. Shaben gova bein bishvua bein shelo bishvua. The ben could be gova from the yisomim bishvua sayarshim, whether there's a with a shvua or even sometimes without a shvua. V'ha'av eino gova ela bishvua, and the father requires a shvua. So hey chidami, what is the case that this brisa is talking about? De meis love b'chaye malve. We assume it's talking about this case that we're talking about. The Lova dies first. Viktani. Shaben Gove. Bein Bishvua. Bein Shalom Bishvua. 1 second. What's Bein Bishvua? Bein Shalom Bishvua. Bishvua. Shvua Sayarshim. Shalom Bishvua. Kerv Shimon Gamliel. Right? That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. If there are Edim that she said Lo, that it's Lo Parua. But what do you see here? That with the Shvua Sayarshim. So again, it's Yarshim against Yarshim. So it's a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. So Amar Rav Yosef, Hamani Beishamahi. Okay, finally, we don't have any Yukimta, so we say, you know what? That sheet is Beishamai. Da Amrinan Shtar Ha'omei Ligvos Kigavi Dami. Beishamai says, it's Ki'ilu, collected already when it's when it's in a shtar. Shtar omer livas kagavi dami, and the nechasim are already becheskas bala shtar, and therefore it's easier to say that they would take it there, but that's not what Rav and Shmuel would hold. Tosfos and Sota, important comment of Tosfos and Sota Chafhei. Shtar ha'omid ligbos kagavi dami does not relate specifically to all the other kol ha'omids. Kol ha'omid listrof kesaref dami, kol ha'omid likatsis kakatsis dami, kol ha'omid libatser kabatser dami, as we just said, like future destiny impacting present status, says Tosfos and Sota, kol ha'omid ligvos is different than all of those. Because this has to do with shibudim. This has to do with the nature of liens of shibudim. And therefore, you might say this without saying any of those. Says Tosfos, hacha, chaf hema bezen sota, lo shaycha, kol hani plukta. Right, because where's the context of Beis Shammai? It's by Anisha Sota. That's the machlok of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Does she lose her ksuba if she doesn't drink the water in the end? With the details of that. So that's where you have this machlokas comes up. Tosfos says, don't connect this to kol omid libsar, kol omid lizro, kizarek dami, delav bechada machta nachis lehu. It's not all the same thing. Tahacha kuliyama modo. Right? Because here you might say one thing. Right? Lav kagavi dami. Everybody would argue with Beis Shammai. Right? In other cases, we go like kol ha'omid. Here it's only Beis Shammai, but we go kol ha'omid in other sugyas. The answer is because this is different. You might not say it here, but say it in all other cases. Or vice versa. But that is an important comment. Tosfos Sota Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Good. Ikla Rav Nachman Lesura. Rav Nachman visited Sura. Ol Lagabe Rav Chizda Varaba Barafuna. Amrule, they said to him, Le Simar Ne'ekra Laha, the Rav Shmuel, let's uproot what Rav Shmuel said. Right? Rav Shmuel said that the Yarshim are stuck. Right? Ain't on the Morish Shmuel. So let's uproot it because, you know, we're going to argue on him. Armalu, Ichbuli Vasoi Kalhani Parsi, Lameakra Lahad Rav Shmuel. You think I came here to just knock out the great statement Rav Shmuel said? Elohavud Lalosifala. Right? Which is a phrase that's used in many other contexts, but it basically means, let's limit it at least. I'm not going to reject it, but I'm going to limit it. Meaning, only in their specific case are we going to say that we'll go like them, and that's where they said it. But in any other similar case, then we don't have to extend Rav and Shmuel. Havad Lalosif Alei. Kigon Mai. What are cases that are similar, but we will allow Shvua to take place there? The Amar Papa. Habokem Eshtaro Vames. If somebody is pogem ishtar, it's not just with a lovid dies first, but pogem, he says part of it was collected already, but part of it was not collected, and then he dies, yarshim nishmon, shvua is yarshim and olin, I would allow that shvua to take place. I would allow that shvua to take place. The whole shvua is drabanan anyway, Tosfos elsewhere in Bamitzia. The whole shvua is, right, you still have a shtar with edim that says that the other guy didn't pay you back. So you admitted that part of it was paid. But midaraisa, you should be able to collect the whole thing. Right? What about migu? But either way, so that type of case, we wouldn't say like Rav and Shmuel. Right? We would say that the Yarshim would be able to collect from Yarshim, and they wouldn't be stuck because of the father's shvua. Hahu deshachi v'shavak arva. What happens if somebody died and he left an arev? Left an arev. The love left an arev. So savra pabala meimer hanami delolosifala. So who? So maybe that's a case that's similar to Rav and Shmuel, and therefore you shouldn't say what they said. Says the Gemara, Amale Rafuna Breder of Yeshua or Papa, no. Atu Arva Labas or Yasmi Azil? What do you mean? Isn't the Arev, right, going after right after Bas or Yasmi Azil, go after the Yisomim? Meaning, it's Ki'ilu, it's Yisomim from Yisomim. Right, an Arev is a stand-in. Right, and therefore, this would not be a parallel case, this would be the case. And therefore, you wouldn't say, Havad Lalosif, but rather, it would be the case itself. Hoda Shachav Ishavak, Acha, what happens if somebody left a brother? He didn't leave children, he left a brother. Savar of Rabbi Merchama Lameimar, Hanami de Lalosif Alei. Who? Right? Oh, this is a similar parallel case, but it's not exactly the same case. Armalei Rava, Mali Shlopakdani Ava, Mali Shlopakdani Achi. It should be the same exact case. What's the difference? Which Yorish you left, right? It is the exact case, right? And therefore, it's the exact same case, and therefore there shouldn't be a difference. Period. Amar Avchama, Hashad, Loid, Merhil, Zalok, Ravish, Kishmuel, Velok, Rebbe Lazar, Haidina, Davak, Ravish, Shmuel, Avad, Davak, Rebbe Lazar, Avad. We don't have any Maskana, so whatever you do, right? One of the few places in Shas where it says this, whatever you do would be okay. The Kuntras HaSveikos here, the brother of the Kso, says in Hey, B'ikaron, we pass on like Rabbi Lazar. B'ikaron, we pass on like Rabbi Lazar. Where's my Kunches Asfekos. He says, Me'ikar Adin, V'li Nira, Lomar. Sorry, that's not the part that, where's, here. But Machlokas Rav Shmuel and Reb Elazar, V'inyan Ein Adam Mori Shmuel Abanav. Ikar Hilchas Asfira like Reb Elazar, to Adam Mori Shmuel Abanav. Ela Zebe Meislo, V'b'chayim Malva, Avdina Milsi Yisei Rasak, Rav Shmuel Lechad Chila, Mishim Yakra Ditu, Hov and Nafik Mipumaya Bahai Milsa. Rav Shmuel said it, so we'll go Lelem Lechad Chila. But Me'ikar Adin, we paskin like Reb Elazar. What's a Nafgamina? What happens if Don Dayan Harishon, one Dayan paskin like Rav and Shmuel, and then another Dayan paskin like Reb Elazar, Kamdina the Sheni, then we would switch it. But if the first one paskin like Reb Elazar, and then to Rav and Shmuel, Ain B'mayis HaSheni Klum. Because Be'ikar Adin, we paskin like Reb Elazar, he says. And there's other nafkaminas there, but that's what we, that's what he says. There's another important point here in the Kodja Sfekos, that the Muki Yosef in Baba Basra notes here, that a dayan could paskin according to, in this sugi, he says a dayan could paskin based on what he thinks. The Nebuki Yosef says in Baba Basra, if there's no raya mukhrachas from a sugya, he could choose what he wants. He doesn't have to go by the Misora. And the Rush argues there. So this same Kodesh Asfekos discusses, does our Gemara have any, relevance to that? Where you go like Rav Shmuel, you go like Balazar, is that giving flexibility to other cases where we're not sure what a paskin like, and a posse could go like oze, oze. So this is an important makar relating to that. Okay, Amar Papa. Hai shtar di asmi lo mikra karinan le velo agvuyem agvinan be. So if you have a star of Yisomim, shtar di asmi, and art this specific case that we've been talking about with the lo vedar b'chayim alveh, so we don't rip it up, but we don't collect with it. Agvuy lo magvinan be, dil masvil lan karav Shmuel. We don't collect it because maybe you're stuck, like Rav Shmuel held. Umikra lo karina le to high dina to oven. Rav Elazar oven, right? We don't rip it up because if you pass it like Rav Elazar, it works. And the Kodesh Sfeiko says that's me even maker adin. So therefore, it's in limbo. Oh, dina to oven, Rav Elazar. There was a dina that went like Rav Elazar. Avit serve a meraban on b'masya. There was a rabbi in the city. Amar le, I seen a igrisa mi ma'arava de la silchaz of Rav Elazar. I'm going to bring a letter from ma'arava that we don't pass it like Rav Elazar. Amar le lechitaisi. Yeah, bring it. When you bring it, right? Then he says this dayan went like Reb Elazar, which is fine, right? Which is fine, even though you said, oh, you know, lachachila like Rav and Shmuel, but the maskana it could be like Reb Elazar, and that's what the maskana is. Ve'ilu nishbon. Let's just start the next section. These, the following people are nishba'in, and they could swear even without a taina. Right? This was the last section of the Mishnah, all the way at the end. The elu nishba'in shelo b'taina. Even without having a claim, they swear, even though nobody's claiming from them. A partner, an aris, an aputrapis, right? All these types of people. A woman who takes care of the property. So, atu b'shuftani askinan? What are we talking about? Are these foolish people? They're going to all of a sudden volunteer a shvua? What do you mean nishba'in shelo b'taina? Hachikamar, ve'ilu nishban shalo b'tayna zbari, ela b'tayna shema, hashutvin v'harisin. These people, if one partner is taking from the other partner, the first partner doesn't know, but he says, swear to me, I'm not sure if you took anything more than you're supposed to. Tayna shema. So we say that he has to swear there too. Why? Because, as we'll see in a second, he's marahetar. Tana, ben bayis shamru, lo shenichnas yosi baraglav, when it says that ben bayis has to swear, it doesn't mean somebody who goes in and out once in a while, ela machnas lo paulin, umotzi lo paulin. It means somebody who's in charge. He brings in workers. Machnas lo peros, umotzi lo peros. Umayishnahani, why do these have to swear even if there's only a tainus shema against them? Mishim de mora bahatera. They're marahetar because they do so much work, they say, you know what? I'm allowed to take more than my portion. As long as there is a taina of two kesef between them, as there is a taina of two kesef of the tviya, of the possibility of the taina safek, that's where we make him swear. Keman kishmuel. This sounds like Shmuel, getting back, way back to the beginning of the parak. But didn't we say like Rav earlier, that Rav says that the difference between them has to be two kesef, not the taina itself. Ema kfiris taina karav. Okay, you could switch it. Tfiris taina, not just taina, like Rav. Period. Again, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to stop. B'Hashem, we will continue and finish up the Masechta, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.